Come At Me, Bro, by Sports Anime Ruined My Life, read by Brickgrass. Summary. Bakugo works at a convenience store, flirts like a loser, blows up 19 aprons, gets a hashtag trending for all the wrong reasons, and maybe manages to make a friend. Or, being Bakugo Katsuki is suffering. Part 2 of the Extra Salty Fries / Twitterverse series. Are you sure that you're part of the hero program? You look like a punk. Bakugo Katsuki very narrowly keeps himself from blowing something up. Instead, through gritted teeth, he spits. I'm pretty fucking sure, buddy. Well, there's no need for that type of language. His supervisor is a bored-looking young woman who is wearing sunglasses and chewing gum. Bakugo decides with absolute certainty that he hates her. Oh, I think that there damn well is. Katsuki is okay with many things. Well, some things. Well, a few things. Katsuki is okay with a few things. And this is not one of those things. When Aizawa-sensei told the class that they'd be working in civilian jobs instead of doing a hero work experience, Katsuki was pretty sure that it was a horrible, awful joke. But no. He's here. In this store. Still waiting for the fucking punchline. So, here's your apron. His supervisor hands him an apron in a horrible shade of green. The colour green is another thing that Katsuki is less than okay with. Katsuki takes it, and promptly makes it explode. You know, his supervisor says, as little pieces of apron float down around them. I think you might have some anger management issues. Katsuki punches a wall. His supervisor pops her gum. The apron floats down like bizarre flaming confetti. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Part-time hero! UA student Bakugo Katsuki was spotted working in a convenience store. Could he be low on funds? Hashtag hero spotted. Hashtag UA's finest. Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. Lol, they've found you, Bakugo. Yaoyorozu Momo, at Createe Official. At King of Explodo Kills. Bakugo, your apron looks distinctly charred in this picture. Ashido Mina, at Hero of Ridley. At King of Explodo Kills. At Official Hero Watch. That's Bakugo for you. Hashtag UA's finest. Hashtag hero spotted. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Hero of Ridley. At Red Riot. At Createe Official. At Official Hero Watch. Fuck off! Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. Hang in there, buddy. So far, the only part of Katsuki's day that has been mildly acceptable was when he saw a picture of Todoroki clad in a horrific red and yellow uniform on Twitter. He looked horrible, and it was great. But everything has gone downhill since then. This fucking stupid waste of his very valuable time job consists of him standing behind a counter and taking people's stupid money in exchange for their stupid purchases. And people are, frankly, very annoying, and they want him to do shit for them when he'd really rather not. See, Katsuki has built his whole life around the hope that if he's good enough and amazing enough, and let's face it, he already is, then he won't have to put up with stupid shit he doesn't want to put up with. He grinds his teeth and glares when a frail old woman who smells like cats informs him that there is a magazine on the floor in aisle 3. Katsuki is so sure that she's the one who dropped it there. This right here? Exactly the sort of stupid shit he does not want to put up with. You should keep a cleaner store, young man, she scolds in a squeaky mouse voice that makes him think that her cats probably should have rebelled and eaten her by now. And fix your hair. You look like a punk. There is an explosion. A very reasonable, very small one. And she hurries out of the shop, still squeaking. Katsuki is so sick of people telling him that his hair makes him look like a punk. Maybe he wants to look like a punk. Why has that not occurred to these people? Bakugo-kun, his supervisor sings, peeking around the corner. Was that another explosion I heard? Fucking motherfucking goddamn son of a... Katsuki hisses under his breath. He's already been threatened with being shipped back to UA with a failing grade if he blows anything else up. Katsuki feels very oppressed. He has only blown up 8 things today, and they were all asking for it. Especially that fucking apron. Maybe I should call UA and see if I can get a real hero in training down here. Listen, lady, Katsuki snarls. She holds up a hand. Takahashi, not lady. I was waiting for you to actually ask, you know, like a person. But since you haven't, I'll just do the heavy lifting for you. She bows, sarcastically low. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Takahashi Aoi. I don't give a fuck. She smiles at him and blows a bubble. We're gonna be best buds by the end of these 2 weeks. I just know it. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. That motherfucking apron had it coming. Kirishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. You wanna talk about it? Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. No! Kirishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. I know that means yes. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. Fuck off! Kirishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. It's okay, I know you love me. Jiru Kayuka, at Plug Me In. At King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. Keep your weird flirting off Twitter. You're embarrassing all of us. Katsuki thought his job was shit. But then Uraraka Ochako showed up. And then he knew it was shit. It couldn't be some classmate he doesn't give a fuck about. It had to be fucking Uraraka. She's actually a fucking decent person. A strong fighter. And not a waste of fucking time. There are very few people in Class 1A who Katsuki actually likes on a level above grudging tolerance. Uraraka happens to be one of them, ranked just above tolerance at grudging respect. Kirishima ranks a little higher than her, probably. Katsuki is pretty sure that maybe best friend slash fucking embarrassing homo crush ranks above grudging respect. But who fucking knows? It's not like there's a standard of measurement for this shit. Uraraka walks into his dumb shit store, smiling like she always fucking is, and Katsuki promptly drops to the floor and hides behind the counter. He doesn't even think about it. He just does. These are survival instincts, damn it. He hears her rifling around for a couple of minutes, and hopes she'll prove to be one of the annoying interlopers that comes in, wanders around for a little, and then leaves. But of course it couldn't be that easy. Of course not. Because Katsuki's life is actually horrible. He has to deal with fucking Deku and Todoroki and this dumb shit job and now Uraraka Ochako. Hello? He is a good person who has done nothing in his life to deserve this kind of suffering. Bakugo, is that you? Her head is peeking over the counter, and she's peering down at him. No, he says. Okay. She sounds like she's trying not to laugh. I'd like to buy this, not Bakugo. He glances up. She's waving a bag of rice crackers. He gets up with supreme dignity and minimal swearing, and determinedly ignores the way her mouth is twitching with barely contained laughter. He tells her a total and takes her money, and all the while she's beaming, like seeing him in a stupid green apron is the best thing ever. Here's your fucking change, he hisses through gritted teeth, handing her the crackers and her change. So polite. Bite me. No thanks. He grinds his teeth and she snickers. I'll probably see you tomorrow, not Bakugo. She leaves, and the bell at the door rings into the empty convenience store behind her. Katsuki blows up his apron again. You're paying for that one, his supervisor calls out. Motherfuck. Everything is terrible. He pulls out his phone, and, not particularly caring if his supervisor sees him texting on the job, sends Kirishima a quick message. Fucking Uraraka showed up at my fucking job. Kirishima responds almost instantly. Katsuki is pretty sure that his assignment at an animal shelter probably involves the same amount of stupid fuckery and sitting around as Katsuki's does. You like Uraraka, though. No, I don't. You don't hate her. For you, that's the same as like. You're the worst. I don't know why I even fucking bother talking to you. Katsuki slams his phone back on the counter. This whole Kirishima thing is stupid. It has been stupid for like 3 fucking years now, and Katsuki has done nothing about it. He is a fucking disgrace. And because he is a fucking disgrace, he picks up his phone as soon as it vibrates with a new text, instead of leaving it on the counter or making it explode like any sensible person would. Careful, Bakugo, your tsundere is showing. It's okay, Uraraka will see it too, and then you can be BFFs. Katsuki slams his head on the counter. Don't dent my counter, Bakugo. Such a fucking disgrace. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Flying high, hero in training Uraraka Ochiko was spotted helping construction crews break ground on a new hospital. Keep up the good work! Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity. Whoa! Looking good, Uraraka. Hashtag UA's finest. Hashtag almost as cool as All Might. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Uravity. It fills me with pride to see UA students using their quirks to help the general public. Nicely done, Uraraka. Hashtag UA students. Hashtag good works. Uraraka Ochiko. At Uravity. At Almightiest. At Ingenium Reborn. Thanks, guys. My parents are glad for the help. Tongue sticking out emoticon. Yayorazu Momo. At Createi Official. At Uravity. You're lucky your quirk is so useful for construction. Mine isn't too helpful in my bakery job. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity, at Createi. Mine doesn't help at all. The only good thing about working at the mall is seeing Todoroki every day. Uraraka Ochiko, at Uravity. At Almightiest. I bet. Yayorazu Momo, at Createi Official. At Almightiest. Be less obvious, Midoriya. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. I have to go! Yayorazu Momo, at Createi Official. He didn't even at me. Uraraka Ochiko, At Uravity. At Almightiest. Fight, Deku! Katsuki eats breakfast the same way he does most things. Loudly and pissed off. After 17 years of this, Katsuki's mother is very practiced at ignoring him. She doesn't even look up from her book when Katsuki grips the empty milk carton in one hand and blows it to bits. "Don't set off the fire alarm again, dear," she says serenely. Katsuki tosses the smoking remains of the milk carton at the garbage can. It misses, and he grudgingly goes to get it and put it in. "Thank you, dear," his mother hums, flipping a page of her book. "You've got work at that convenience store again today, right?" He's tempted to just not answer, because he doesn't want to think about the stupid fucking convenience store. But in the end, he throws himself back into the chair and grunts an affirmative. She reaches out and pats his arm. Her quirk, which involves heating up the tips of her fingers like welding torches, has made her whole hand rough and calloused, much like Katsuki's own. All of his family has heating or enhancement quirks. Katsuki's father always calls them an explosive family. Katsuki, though, is the only one with an explosive temperament as well as an explosive quirk. The rest of his family, used to weathering explosions, takes him in stride. "I don't want to go to the stupid fucking convenience store," Katsuki growls, rubbing a hand through his hair. "It's complete shit. Like, it's a total waste of time, too. I don't need to know this shit about how to work at a convenience store to be a hero. Like, what the fuck?" "I think it's good for you," his mother says, patting his arm again. "It helps to show you what people without strong quirks live like." Katsuki scoffs. "Like I care." She shrugs. "You're entitled to your opinion. I just think it's good for you to interact with different people. That school of yours has you convinced that everyone in the world is strong like you." She looks up at him. "The only friends you ever have over have strong quirks just like you. I think you're forgetting that other kinds of people exist too." Literally the only person Katsuki ever has over is Kirishima. Ugh, Kirishima. Katsuki hasn't texted him or anything since Jiro accused them of flirting over Twitter yesterday. Shit was so embarrassing, even if it was kinda sorta true. Whatever. Katsuki gets up and swings his bag over his shoulder. "I don't care about those people." "Well, you probably won't be a very good hero then," his mother says, flipping her book back open. "Have a good day at work, sweetie." Katsuki huffs and snarls under his breath. He doesn't want to go to the stupid store. He doesn't want to spend time with quirkless losers. And he doesn't want his mum to be mad at him. Everything is stupid. He gets to the store and goes to his post behind the counter without saying hi to Takahashi. He's jumpy all through the morning, looking up too fast whenever someone comes in and the little bell tinkles. He's not waiting for Uraraka or anything. He's not fucking excited. That would be fucking dumb. He just knows she's coming. Probably. She said she was probably coming back. And so he's prepared for that. "You're jumpy," Takahashi drawls from where she's sitting on the floor, drawing faces on milk cartons. Katsuki has come to the conclusion that Takahashi is a terrible employee, as well as a terrible person. "Do you need to pee, Bakugo-kun?" "Fuck off," he huffs. "We have an employee bathroom," she says. "I could escort you if you've forgotten the way." "I'll make those fucking cartons explode, I swear to God," he snarls, folding his arms and setting his head on them. She ignores him and keeps drawing. "Is this job always this fucking boring?" She tilts her head from side to side, thinking. Then, "Yes," she decides aloud. "It is." Ugh. He noses back into his arm pillow, hoping that a villain will attack or something. That would be a fantastic change of pace. He's so bored. He doesn't want to cave and respond to Karishima's texts yet. This is so shitty. Based on what he's seen on Hero Watch, all of his classmates are having a better time at their stupid job than he's having at his. He just wants to go back to how things are normally. Sure, class is stupid and annoying, but it's a predictable sort of stupid and annoying that is at least marginally related to fucking hero work. The bell on the door rings out. Katsuki doesn't look up. A minute later, he hears a familiar giggle and the sound of a cell phone taking a picture. Sleeping on the job not back ago, Uraraka asks. Oh, this is a good picture. I should probably send it in to Hero Watch. Fuck! Katsuki tries to stand, manages to get his apron caught on the counter, and then falls to the ground in an undignified swearing heap. He is a hero. He is one of the top candidates currently at UA. Fucking fuck, why does this keep happening to him? Oh, hello again, construction girl. Takahashi waves from her spot by the milk cartons. With a bemused smile, Uraraka waves back. Don't wave to her, Katsuki hisses. She's the fucking enemy, Uraraka. I see? Uraraka very clearly does not see at all. Is this another one of those Deku things where you arbitrarily decided to hate a random, very nice person? Probably, Takahashi says pleasantly. She gets to her feet, brushing dirt and lint off of her pants. These floors are disgusting. You should probably sweep them or something, Bakugo. You should fucking sweep or something, you useless piece of shit. Takahashi ignores him. I'm going to the rake room to take a nap. If you explode any more aprons, you're fired. She seems nice, Uraraka says. Katsuki splutters out a response that involves a lot of swear words. Uraraka looks curiously at Katsuki. So how many aprons have you exploded, Bakugo? A perfectly normal fucking number. So, over or under a dozen? Katsuki decides not to dignify her with a response. He is a mature, responsible person who has definitely not made 13 aprons explode. She shakes her head at him and sets down a drink on the counter. Here's my purchase for the day. No crackers today? He asks. Not because he really cares, but because he would like to get the conversation away from the number of aprons Katsuki has or has not made explode. No, Uraraka sighs mournfully. They're too expensive for every day. She hands Katsuki the amount for her drink and takes it. Maybe I'll buy more when we finish the hospital. You're building a hospital? Katsuki asks. She nods, opening her drink and taking a long sip. We broke ground this yesterday, she says brightly. I've been floating loads of supplies over all morning. Why the fuck do you get to do something fun when I'm stuck here behind this damn counter? He grouses. She laughs. I'm just lucky, I guess. She finishes her drink and sends the empty can floating over the counter until it neatly drops into the trash bin. Nice, Katsuki says. She laughs again and brushes the hair out of her face. Like I said, she turns to walk out of the shop and aims the last few words over her shoulder. I'm just lucky. Katsuki stares at the door for a long time after she leaves. Man. Takahashi emerges from the break room. Your girlfriend is way too good for you. Katsuki is willing to argue that this time when his apron explodes, it's entirely Takahashi's fault. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Even heroes get tired. Bakugo Katsuki was spotted napping on the job. See our collection of sleeping hero pictures here. Hashtag hero spotted. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. At King of Explodo Kills. Ha. Karishima Aidru, at Red Riot. At Todoroki Shoto. Damn, That's cold. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. At Red Riot. Is that a joke about my quirk? Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At Todoroki Shoto. Not on purpose, dude. Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. You okay, man? You're looking kinda chill. Which is weird. For you, I mean. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Todoroki Shoto. Fuck you, Todoroki! Your uniform makes you look like a fat clown! Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. This job fucking blows! Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. At King of Explodo Kills. Your apron makes you look like a barista. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Todoroki Shoto. You're going to end up a washed up fucking loser who only hangs out with damn shitty nerds and doesn't ever get any hero work. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Todoroki Shoto. So you're a sidekick and then you're fired and you have to live on your daddy's money, but surprise, he hates you too. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Todoroki Shoto. So you end up performing at kids' b-day parties, but they hate you and throw cake at you. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Todoroki Shoto. And fuck you, Todoroki! Your face makes you look like a barista! Hashtag fuck Shoto. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. At King of Explodo Kills. I'd like a large iced coffee. No milk, please. Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At Todoroki Shoto. He is actually going to haul off and kill you one of these days, Todoroki. Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. Please don't haul off and kill Todoroki. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. At Red Riot. He can try. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. No fucking promises. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Hey. Hi. You off work then? Katsuki is walking home. He called Karishima without really thinking about it. They usually talk on the phone while Katsuki walks home from the train station after school. After the stupid fucking monotony of the convenience store, Katsuki wants something interesting. And Karishima is always interesting. Yeah. Cool. How's it going? How do you think, asshole? It's fucking bullshit. I figured. Uraraka sent me a couple of pictures of you trying to take a nap at the counter. Karishima's voice sounds different on the phone. Lower, maybe. Fuck off, you fucking asshole. Katsuki likes it. In other news, he hates himself. Karishima laughs, and Katsuki knows that he's blushing a bright, splotchy red. He glares murderously at a passing bird. Anything that sees him blushing must die. Why did she even send them to you? She said they were relevant to my interests. Katsuki huffs. What interests? Karishima laughs again. You know, you. Katsuki chokes a little bit at that. He doesn't want to acknowledge the words that Karishima just spoke. Hell, he doesn't even know how. Shut up, Katsuki says, but the words lack his usual fire. He doesn't know how to do this with Karishima, and that has been the problem for the last 3 years. He doesn't know what to do and what to say, and after a lifetime of just being naturally good at everything, suddenly not knowing what to do is terrifying. Karishima doesn't sound offended. Oh, come on. I can't stop talking. You get bored. Maybe a little disappointed, though. Katsuki grinds his teeth and kicks the pavement hard. This is so stupid. Yeah, whatever, he huffs. He doesn't bother holding back how he feels. He's never seen the use in it. But now? Tell me about your job. Can't be as fucking boring as mine. Karishma happily obliges and chatters about the animal shelter. Apparently, they let him work with the dogs that are abused, because it won't hurt if they panic and bite him. Karishma is good with the things that no one else quite knows how to deal with. Katsuki lets the words wash over him. He feels warm. Karishma's voice makes him feel like that. He doesn't know how to express this. He can't fucking figure it out. He wants to date Karishma. He wants to hold his stupid hand and kiss his stupid face. He's wanted that stupid shit for years. But letting himself admit that? Letting himself be seen like that? He is legitimately unsure if he'll ever manage it. Bakugo, man, Karishma asks. You still there? Yeah, Katsuki says. I'm here. Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. Gone viral! People have been tweeting about the ever-popular Todoroki Shoto under the hashtag of #FuckShoto. How could this trend have gotten started? #HeroAntics. At HeroFanatic233. He's got such intense eyes. #FuckShoto. #BurnBabyBurn. At HeyHeyBananarama. I'd let him burn me any day. #FuckShoto. #SoHot. At GoneSwimming3XD. Lol, have you seen the #FuckShoto tag? I can't lie though. That boy is hella fine. At SlashItUp69. Talk about hot stuff. I love Todoroki Shoto. #FuckShoto. Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. What is happening and how do I make it stop? Mineta Minoru. At Grape Juice Doesn't Give a Pluck. At Todoroki Shoto. Todoroki, you bastard! How dare you take all of the attention like this? I won't forgive you! #NiceGuysFinishLast. Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. At Grape Juice Doesn't Give a Pluck. I don't want the attention. I don't want any of this. Midoriya Izuku. At Almightiest. At Todoroki Shoto. Todoroki, is there a reason why my cousin is asking me if I have pictures of you shirtless? Midoriya Izuku. At Almightiest. At Todoroki Shoto. I don't, by the way, in case you were wondering. Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. Why is this happening? Do you even have a quirk? It's Katsuki's fifth day in the store, and he's finally caved enough to sit on the floor and draw on the milk cartons with Takahashi instead of just watching. He gives all of his milk cartons screaming faces, explosions, and devil horns. It's a nice distraction from his preoccupation with shitty feelings lately. Takahashi pats him on the head like a small child and tells him that he's creative. Huh? She looks up from her latest drawing. It appears to be a scene of All Mights fighting an army of sentient fruit. A quirk, Katsuki huffs. Do you even have one? Course, she says, continuing to shade a watermelon waving a pitchfork. Katsuki waits about 5 minutes for her to tell him what it is. When she doesn't, he asks loudly, So? So what? She says, still drawing. Your quirk, what is it? Ah, that. She sets down her milk carton. Is it possible that you'll give up and not ask me about it anymore? No. I thought so. She slides the customary sunglasses, pink and shaped like hearts today, off of her nose. Her eyes are closed behind them. Okay, she says. You asked for this, you idiot. "What are you?" he begins to say, but stops when her eyes open. They're milk white with no iris or pupil. Just white. For a minute, he stares. Then, the floor drops out of the world. Katsuki looks around, panic setting in. He doesn't know where he is. Everything is just blank whiteness. Is this Takahashi's quirk? Or is it the work of one of the enemies he's gained during his time at UA? He looks down. Damn it. He's still in his fucking apron. "Okay, you fuckers," he shouts. "Who's fucking doing this?" His hands twitch. He hears a rumbling and spins around to see an army of massive fruit, complete with eyes and mouths and grabbing hands, somehow making their way towards him. He holds, stands, and promptly blows them up. They burst into colourful messes of seeds and goop that is bizarrely satisfying. But the fruit army doesn't seem to have an end, and eventually Katsuki's palms feel dry, and he feels tired, so he turns on his heel and runs. This white space has to have an end. It has to. He runs and runs, and there's no end, and the fruit army is getting closer, and he's back sitting in the convenience store. "What the fuck was that?" he pants. He feels like he's just run a mile a minute and fought off an army of fruit monsters, but they're still sitting on the floor of the shop amidst a pile of milk cartons. He rubs a hand over his eyes. He feels like he needs to throw up. "My quirk," she says mildly. "Phantasma." She adds a pair of fangs to one of the watermelons in her drawing. "I can make people see whatever I want as long as they make direct eye contact with me. I can make them think they're running and they'll get tired without moving." She looks down at her carton, but she isn't drawing anymore. "I can make them think they're hurt without touching them. I might even be able to kill them. I don't know. I haven't tried." "What the fuck?" Katsuki huffs, still a little out of breath. "That's a powerful quirk. You could have been a hero with that." She shrugs, pushing her sunglasses further up her nose. "Don't force your dream on me, little hero. Not everyone wants what you do." "But to be a hero isn't what I want," she says shortly, gathering the milk cartons off the ground and putting them back on the shelves. "You and that construction girl and the other UA kids on the news?" She shakes her head. "That's not something I'd ever want." "That's fucking stupid," Katsuki growls. "If you have a quirk like that, then you need. The only thing I need to do is go clean up the spill in aisle 4. She turns away from him. "Don't be a dick about this, Bakugo boy." "Why the fuck wouldn't you want to be a hero?" Katsuki cannot fathom working in a place like this when he had the power to be a hero. Takahashi isn't one of the quirkless losers who don't have any choice. She's strong. She could be out there, winning. Instead, she's here, drawing on milk cartons. "Because I don't want to be," she says succinctly. "You don't get to decide what other people want to do, Bakugo. You can yell all you want, but I'd rather be here than out there with you heroes." "You're a fucking moron, then." She looks legitimately annoyed now, for the first time in all the time that Katsuki has known her. "I think the same thing about you." "I don't fucking get it," he snaps. "You hate this job." "So what? I should just go out and join the good fight?" She huffs an unamused laugh. "No thanks." "There's nothing better than being a hero," Katsuki says, flat and sure. "That's all there is." "Why do you even want to be a hero?" she says. "You act like a punk and a thug, not a hero. You think I'm hard to understand? Do you think anyone understands you? Ever?" "I don't have to tell you anything," he says. He feels mildly sick at her words. People don't understand his drive to be a hero. He knows that. But having it laid out like that, it just feels bad. No, she agrees. You don't. But you can't force me to just understand you through sheer willpower. The sun shines through her dark glasses, so Katsuki can see the faintest suggestions of her white eyes. I see you try, with that construction girl, and whoever it is you're always texting. But you can't just expect people to know what you feel. I don't... Katsuki tries, but she's not exactly wrong. He stomps off towards the door. I'm going to take my fucking break. Sure, sure, she calls after him. Don't come back until you're prepared to be a decent person. No fucking promises, he says, and shuts the door hard. He leans against the wall and pulls out his phone to text Karishima. Do you know what you would do if you weren't a hero? A minute later, Karishima responds. That's kind of a weird question. Are you feeling okay, man? I'm fucking peachy. Just answer. Whatevs. I'm not sure, though. I've always wanted to be a hero, you know? So I haven't thought about it. Is that a good enough answer? Katsuki bites his lip. He feels the exact same way. It's why he feels so weirdly betrayed that someone else with a strong quirk, someone who he grudgingly likes, if only because of all the time they spent together this week, doesn't want that. He doesn't get it. Yeah, that's fine. Have a good day, you weirdo. I'll call you on my way home. Don't get bit by a rabid dog and fucking die or something. I love you too. But Karishima gets it. Karishima gets him. He stares at that last text, and tries to pretend that he isn't blushing. He goes back inside a few minutes later, feeling a bit better. Takahashi is back on the floor. She's colouring on packages of candy this time. Katsuki sits next to her. She offers him a marker and a package of candy. He takes them both. After a minute or so of silence, he says, I don't get you. Takahashi adds a flourish to her latest drawing. That's okay, she says. I don't get you either. They spend the rest of the afternoon drawing on candy without talking. It's not the worst afternoon Katsuki has ever had. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. Seriously, guys. Why is hashtag fuckshoto trending? Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. It's really weird. There's just a bunch of people talking about how hot Todoroki is. Karishima Aidru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. Oh my fucking god, Bakugo. Your latest Todoroki rant went viral. Yayoru Zumomo, at Createi Official. I'd like to start off by saying that we should respect Todoroki and not objectify him. Yayoru Zumomo, at Createi Official. But this is really funny. And Todoroki is really pretty. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Jiro Kayoka, at Plugmian. At Createi Official. You know, I don't think Todoroki is really interested in all of this. Yayoru Zumomo, at Createi Official. At Plugmian. Well, yeah. But someone from our class is kinda famous. It's exciting. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Uraraka Ochiko, at Uravity. At Createi Official. You've got a point. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Mineta Minoru, at Grape Juice Doesn't Give a Pluck. At Todoroki Shoto. This isn't fair! Hashtag why not me? Hashtag my life is suffering. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. Dear everyone, please stop. Yayoru Zumomo, at Createi Official. At Todoroki Shoto. Stop what? Hashtag fuck Shoto. Karishima Aijiro. At Red Riot. At Todoroki Shoto. Just here to support your new Twitter fame, buddy. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Ida Tenya. At Engenim Reborn. While I'm always glad to see people paying attention to Class 1A, I'm ashamed to see people making quite graphic and likely unwanted remarks about at Todoroki Shoto. Ida Tenya, at Engenim Reborn. Regardless of how a hero dresses, clothing is not consent for objectification. Oftentimes, heroes have to dress unusually for their quirk to work in an optimized manner. Ida Tenya, at Engenim Reborn. And while Todoroki may be an attractive person, I can't imagine he enjoys being objectified in such a way. Hashtag costumes are not consent. Hashtag respect Shoto. Hashtag UA students. Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. At Engenim Reborn. Ida, I wear like loose pants and a jacket. My outfit is the least suggestive thing ever. Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. At Engenim Reborn. But thanks for the support. Ashidomina, at Hero of Ridley. I made hashtag fuck Shoto shirts, you guys. Let me know if you want one. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Hashtag UA trending. Hashtag exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Yayorizumomo, at Creati Official. At Hero of Ridley. I'll take one. Uraraka Ochiko, at Uravity. At Hero of Ridley. One for me too, please? No, wait. Two. Karishima Aijiru. At Red Riot. At Hero of Ridley. Can I get mine in red? Midori Izuku. At Almightiest. At Todoroki Shoto. Maybe it'll all blow over soon? Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. At Almightiest. My only comfort is knowing that this is definitely going to piss off Bakugo. Uraraka comes in the next day, wearing a bright pink shirt that says hashtag fuck Shoto on the front. Get the fuck out of my store! Don't you like it? She twirls, modelling the shirt from different angles. Katsuki throws a pack of gum at her. She catches it, and then floats it back over to him. It lands squarely on the top of his head with a gentle thump. Katsuki is fucking irate. From the look on Uraraka's face, his expression is probably alarming right now. Fucking good. You're the one who started the hashtag, she says, walking over and reaching up to take the gum off of Katsuki's head. He feels his eye twitch. You should be happy it's so successful. You have like 2 seconds to get out of my store before I light that shirt on fire. Uraraka looks mildly alarmed. While it's, like, on me? That's not exactly heroic behaviour, Bakugo. I am saving the world from Todoroki's massive fucking ego, he hisses. It's a public service. That makes her laugh. He allows himself to feel mildly pleased. Dumbass shirt aside, he still kind of wants Uraraka to like him. She's cool, and he would be okay with having her for a friend. If, you know, she wanted that. Or something. Bakugo, your ego reached critical mass like 2 years ago. Uraraka giggles. I'm pretty sure it has its own gravitational pull by now. Fuck you and fuck your stupid shirt, Katsuki snarls. My ego is normal-sized for how amazing I am. That makes her laugh some more. I got you a present, she says, once she's giggled her way back into coherency. I swear to God, if it's one of those shirts. She tosses him a bundle of pink fabric and hightails it out for the store. He unfolds it, and, lo and behold, There is a bright hashtag fuck Shoto emblazoned on it. He feels totally justified in blowing it up. He sees Uraraka outside the window, holding up her phone to take a picture and laughing. The shirt is still smoking on the floor. He flips her off. She just grins. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. I didn't mean it like that, you idiots! Hashtag fuck Shoto! Uraraka comes in the next day bearing a candy bar. This time I brought you a real present, she says, sliding it across the counter to him. Try not to make it explode this time. No promises, he grumbles, but takes the candy and opens it. Thanks, I guess. Bakugo Katsuki saying thank you? She pretends to gasp. I'd tell Hero Watch, but they wouldn't believe me. Fuck you. There's the Bakugo we know and tolerate. She smiles at him. She brought him candy, and now she's smiling at him. Ugh. He wants to be her stupid friend. Ugh. Feelings are the worst. Speaking of Hero Watch, though, I need to use your bathroom and attempt to make myself look less horrible. She sighs, patting her hair. They always get the worst pictures of me when I'm working. What the fuck are you talking about? He snaps. All the pictures I see of you are fine. Uraraka looks at him curiously. What do you mean? I don't fucking know, Katsuki growls. You're pretty or whatever. He shrugs. You know that. Katsuki isn't about girls so much, but in his opinion, Uraraka is the best-looking one in their class. From an objective standpoint. Not from a standpoint he'd want to make out with. Yeah. Are you hitting on me? Her eyes are wide, and her tone is a tad alarmed. What? No! He splutters. God, fucking, no. Gross. He doesn't tell her about the whole him not being very into girls thing, or the whole Karishima thing. The Karishima thing is stupid and embarrassing. Gross, he says again. He doesn't want to think about any of this. Good, she sighs, apparently in relief. Wait, gross? No offense? He tries, because she looks seriously pissed, and he'd rather not deal with her yelling at him. She waves a hand and hops up to sit on the counter. Just be glad I don't like you that way. She folds her ankles primly and leans back on her hands. Katsuki is pretty sure that sitting on the counter is against the health code. He clambers up to sit beside her. So, are you still hung up on that fucking nerd? He asks, breaking the candy bar and offering her a piece. Midoriya? She takes it, giving him a disbelieving stare. Bakugo. Really? Well, you seem really fucking clingy with him. He's apparently shit at gossip. He thought they had been dating for like a year now. They're always together, along with Ida and Todoroki. They're all so fucking chummy, and it makes Katsuki mildly nauseous even thinking about it. He's still not entirely comfortable with the idea that he wants to be friends with Uraraka. Thinking of the goddamn golden friendship quartet makes him break out in hives. That's because he's my friend, she says. I know it might be a difficult concept for you to grasp, but a friend is... Shut the fuck up! I have friends! Uh-huh. She doesn't look like she believes him. Fuck off, he growls. I'm still mostly sure you're dating Deku. Oh my god, really, Bakugo? Uraraka glances over at him. Haven't you seen him around Todoroki? Todoroki? he says flatly. "What does that prick have to do with anything?" Uraraka laughs. "You're kidding, right?" Katsuki snarls. He is not kidding. "Okay, okay." She raises her hands in surrender. "Just, Deku really likes him. And I think Todoroki likes him back." "Oh. Oh." Katsuki can... he can see it. They're both annoying fucking nerds who like being all heroic and shit for stupid reasons. And Deku is a dumb shit who blushes around everyone. But Katsuki has seen him blush more than is fucking healthy around Todoroki. Well, what fucking ever. They run away together and never fucking come back for all Katsuki cares. "Yeah." Uraraka swings her legs, boots thumping against the counter. "It's cute." "I think you meant to say fucking annoying," Katsuki says. "But it's probably shitty to have two of your friends all weird with each other." He wants to ask her about her problems, like he does with Kirishima sometimes. It seems like a friend-type thing to do. "Is it?" "Why are you even asking?" she says. "You don't care about that stuff." He shrugs and feels stupid. "I'm trying to be considerate or something. I don't fucking know." "You really want to talk about my friend problems?" She blinks at him. "But you hate me." "I don't," he mumbles. "You don't?" she echoes. "No," he says. "I don't." "I thought you said you weren't hitting on me." She sounds alarmed again. "Fuck, I'm not," he says. "I just thought that we could be fucking, I don't know, friends or something." It feels big, scary, like he just jumped off a building or something without looking down beforehand. He has no idea how far down the impact will be, how hard it might hit him. "No," she says. Boom. He wants to swear. He wants to rage and carry on and make something explode. He wants to know... why? The word comes out far more strangled than he would have liked. "Because you're mean to my best friend." "Oh." He can't come up with a better answer. Because, yeah, he sort of is. He still wants to make something explode, though. "But if only there were someone," she says, not looking at him. "And hear me out. Someone who is smart and funny and strong and, passionate, I guess." He grinds his teeth at this. "Who wasn't a complete dick to my friend for no good reason." She stops and then meets his eyes. "That guy? I think I'd really like to be his friend." She smiles really wide. It makes his chest hurt. "Fucking," he mumbles. "Yeah, okay." He shakes his head and looks at her. She's so loyal, and he respects that. Can't even be mad about it. "I get it." And Deku. Ugh. Deku is a fucking wuss who he will never, ever like. But he can probably ignore Deku. Most of the time. Some of the time. Well, he probably can't ignore Deku. But he can make a concentrated effort not to be a complete dick to Deku. They're only in school together for a few more months. And then Deku and Todoroki can fuck off and be stupid and the worst somewhere outside his general vicinity. And Uraraka? I'd still let you buy me some ice cream after your shift, if you're up for it. She's cool. He'd rather like to keep her in his general vicinity, if he can manage it. Yeah, okay. Hero Watch, @OfficialHeroWatch. Love in the air! Bakugo Katsuki and Uraraka Ochako were spotted on a romantic ice cream date. Congratulations to this superpowered couple. Hashtag hero romance. Jiro Kayuka, at Plug Me In. At Official Hero Watch. Something about this feels wrong. Midori Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity. Are you really dating Bakugo, Uraraka? Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Exploder Kills. Congratulations! Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Exploder Kills. I would have liked to have heard that you two were dating, bro. Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Exploder Kills. It's kind of weird for me to hear about it over Hero Watch, is all I'm saying. Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Exploder Kills. But yeah, congratulations, I guess. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills. At Official Hero Watch. Fuck off, we're not dating! Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills. At Red Riot. Do you really think I'd date someone else? Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Exploder Kills. Someone else? What does that mean? Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills. At Red Riot. Fucking call me or something. We probably need to talk about some stuff. Karishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Exploder Kills. Stuff? Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills. At Red Riot. Just call me, you idiot. Katsuki answers his phone on the first ring like a total loser. Hey, Katsuki says. Hi. Karishima sounds breathless, a little scared, a little excited. I regret ever giving you my fucking phone number. He can hear the smile in Karishima's voice. Yeah, yeah, I know that means you love me. For once, Katsuki doesn't correct him. The end.